Hey, Raina.
Hi, Meg.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good. Where are we?
We are at the Ording Manor in Ording, Washington.
Oh, boy.
And we're here with our friends Jenna and Tiffany.
Hi, Jenna.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany. And we're about to do an investigation.
Yes.
But before we get started, what do we have to do?
What's a joke?
I got a good one.
Uh-oh.
It's actually really inappropriate. Shocker. Okay, but it's more of a pickup line than a joke.
Okay.
But it's all I can find about a haunted house.
Okay.
Damn girl, are you on a haunted house? Because I'm scared to come inside you.
Pretty sure
Mr. Boo Boo said that.
I'm pretty sure Mr. Boo Boo told us that last week around the fire pit. With
oh, did he? Oh,
is that, we are not allowed to say.
We know that Mr. Boo Boo is allowed to, or gives us some jokes that don't air. So, anyways.
Some.
All right.
He's most.
All right.
Hello and welcome to Lunatic Soup, the podcast where we go into all things wild, weird, and unknown. We're your host, Meg.
And I'm Raina. Ready to brew up some Lunatic Soup?
Let's go.
So we're dying laughing. We just, after I said that last line, I was like, that didn't come out well after a margarita. And anybody who's on the TikTok drink, we will in a second, they know that there's a song, the one margarita, I'ma open my legs, give me two margaritas. Yes. Tiffany knew what I was talking about and I was very appreciative of that. So, yeah.
All right. So we got a cider today.
Yes, we do.
Old Faithful.
Yep. It's one we've had on here before, but you know what?
Hang on. I got to talk about Incline for a second.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
I went to Incline Cider last weekend with my husband for our 16th wedding anniversary.
Whoa. Damn old.
Damn old. I'm not that old.
No, you're younger than me, so I think you just got married young, I guess. Is that what
that's
it is?
What happened? Yeah. You married at 19.
Yeah, apparently.
So I walked in, and the lady behind the counter was like, oh, I know who you are.
Oh. Lunatic Soup!
Lunatic Soup.
Oh, our first recognized moment.
So thank you, Allie from Incline Cider. We are going to bring you some koozies ASAP.
Yep. And now, without further ado, we're drinking the Incline Tart Cherry.
Tart Cherry, 8.5%.
Ooh.
Yes. Alcohol by volume.
All right, so this is the favorite part on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. All right, everyone have a sip. My favorite.
It's just so good.
Do you like, have you ever, so Tiffany, have you ever had cider?
Or yeah. Like, I like Incline too.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
And Jenna, I know you've had cider. Jenna and I go way back. She's one of my besties from, oh God, when did we meet?
You were in seventh grade. I was in eighth grade.
So what year would that have been? Like
1990?
The 1900s. And how do we meet? Oh, well, we met at school, but then Jenna scootered up to my house on a Razor scooter because she wanted to be my friend.
All of it.
Damn, she really wanted that friendship.
No, and when we say all uphill,
I'm not exaggerating.
These hills were no joke, too. This is like from down at like
the sea level.
Sea level, all the way up high. And it was like,
no. She worked hard for that.
No, she did. She worked hard for this friendship. So,
And then I got her trained because I was on cheer with her older sister, and she would bring us Hot Pockets wrapped in foil.
Sure would. I'd show up to cheer practice because I was a year younger than them. And so I was like, you know, show up
across the street.
Yeah, but across the street. Bring them Hot Pockets all the time. And then I made the cheer squad with her, and then the rest is history.
There
Jenna actually just got married at this venue, like 3 weeks ago?
A
month ago? Dang.
Over a month.
Dang, you had your month anniversary. And Tiffany is the wonderful coordinator here. She runs the show. And so then I do photography. So after I came here with Jenna, like fell in love with the venue, and I've come here and shot a few times and gotten to know Tiffany. And after I've talked about this on the podcast about the night that I had here where my door handle was jiggling a lot from something that was here. I text Tiffany and I was like, so have you ever had anybody say that this place is haunted?
Something's going on.
Like, I had to feel her out. It was like a first date of like, is she going to be cool if I tell her this place is haunted? Yeah, do you believe
you when you were texting? You're like, coaching. No, say this. No, say
this. Yeah, because I was like, because I didn't want to weird you out because I love you. And I was like, if she doesn't believe, I didn't want you to think I'm like, you know, didn't want to work with me ever again. But I was also like, we need to get in here and investigate.
I was all about it.
And Tiffany was in. She saw 10 out of 10, was like, let's go. Yeah. So And here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah.
So a little bit of history. This town was founded in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. It's a logging town. Mm-hmm. Did you say it was like service way to Carbonado and Wilkinson?
Yep. They were a supply for the coal miners.
For the coal miners, mm-hmm. which are up that way. This house was built in
1901. Yep.
Okay. It's really hard to find information on this house.
Yeah, it is. There's not a lot out there. Nope. There is not a lot of information except for the first owner, and that's really it. We know there's been six owners.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The last three in the last like 4 years.
Oh, wow.
So before
turnover. Yeah. Wow.
So before that, there was just the three.
Okay. So they had it for a long time, probably. Like,
yeah. So there's no information on when the first owner left this house and sold it to the next one.
Okay.
So we know names, but I'm not sure when the turnover was.
So is that kind of an implication that the first owner passed away in this house?
That's what I think. Just because there's no, like, it doesn't say that they sold it or anything like that. It was just it moved on to the next person.
Okay.
And they didn't say that they left it or anything.
Mm. Do you know how long, like, was it a house at that point still, like a residence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it didn't become, so it's been a residence all the way until 2010.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Uh-huh.
So they made it a wedding venue in 2010, and actually in 2010 it was still a residence. The owners lived upstairs.
Okay. So they would rent out the bottom and
And watch the weddings from upstairs on the deck.
I mean, wow, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Did they have a kitchen and stuff up there at that point?
I think that there wasn't much like being used downstairs. I think they still
probably,
use their
like,
kitchen.
They'd let them use it, but they were like
the backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just pretty much the backyard. They had the rooms in here in the bottom floor to like get ready and stuff. But
yeah.
And then the owner sold in 2020 and someone else bought it and turned like did some renovations. Mm-hmm. But then the current owner bought it in December of 21 and spent like 6 months doing renovations.
Dang, that was, wow. So this is a stunning wedding venue in Orting, Washington that the backyard, it like has a pool, which is beautiful, but it has the perfect like ceremony location as a tent. So if anybody is thinking about getting married in Washington, this is
highly recommend.
Highly recommend.
Let us know.
Yeah. Yes, and the lady who runs it is phenomenal. We love her, but also it really is a pretty venue. They have amazing like furniture and everything you get to use. It's just a beautiful spot to get.
It's like a one-stop shop.
And
like,
sure, yeah.
It's you can't get what they offer at pretty much any other venues in Washington. And it's like,
yeah, and basically now you can stay here. So it sleeps 16 people, just like Jenna did. Mm-hmm. She stayed overnight. A bunch of her guests stayed overnight. And so you can...
You can also Airbnb it, can you?
Yes, absolutely.
So if any of you lunatics want to come and Airbnb it and do your own ghosty investigation after this, you can do it. Because when I was looking it up, I saw it online on like Expedia for like $600 a night or $700 a night or something. Yeah.
It's a little less this time of year too.
Is it?
So just check it out. Yeah,
well, Airbnb. If any of you decide to do that, let us know. We'll bring some soup.
Yeah, yeah, we'll show up. We'll help you out. It'll be a good time. Well, I didn't realize that you guys do it for that cheap around here. When's our next party? We had a good time here.
Oh my God. I'm going to do it for my 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, let's come back.
I think you have to.
I agree. 10 out of 10. We had the best time.
Yeah. Vow renewal every year.
Yes. I'm into it.
Even $600 a month, a night for how many people it sleeps.
Yes. Yeah. Like, splitting that up, that's nothing.
No, it was. Yeah. That's super reasonable. Yeah. That pool house out there, was that an add-on, do you know?
Yeah, that is. I don't know when it was built, but I know that.
And the pool was an add-on too, I'm guessing.
So that was built, I think, by the owners that made it a wedding venue.
Okay, yeah, because it's beautiful in there. They have like a little groom's room that is amazing, and yeah, very, very pretty property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a little bit about what the house looks like. It's pretty big. Do you know how many square footage?
That's a good question. I should know that.
I would say at least 3,000.
Yeah. I want to say, it's like 35.
Yeah.
Something around there. Yeah.
There's three levels.
Yep.
There's a lot of original work, original floors, it looks like.
Yeah.
And then way upstairs on the third level, there's an attic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is pretty dang creepy.
Mm-hmm. And the attic is where we feel a lot of that bizarre energy. Before we actually... Meg just heard a growl up there. That was where previously we talked about, like, I was up there and I heard a guy yell at me to get out, which was super fun. And then also an old man, well, when Meg was here helping me set up for mini sessions, telling me to stop swearing so much. Yeah. So, sorry, dude. We're going to find out about that today. I've been good so far.
Good so far.
Yeah,
so
for now.
I think initially what we're going to do is we're going to go through the house. We're going to bring our equipment, ask questions, ask for responses. And then once we get to the third floor, we're going to do an EVP session.
Yes. Also, I forgot to say this. This is airing on Halloween. So, happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Yes! I hope you guys are all dressed up in your crazy outfits.
Yes.
We will be. Ish. Maybe. Well, we're going to get into this investigation, so we hope that after this, we're providing all kinds of fun EVPs and randomness, but if not,
we'll figure that out later.
Okay, so before we get the full investigation started, we wanted to explain to you guys what we're about to do to connect with, essentially, the spirits of the house.
Mm-hmm. So this is called the Estes Method, and it's a technique that gained popularity. It was developed by Carl Pfeiffer at Estes Park, which is where the Stanley Hotel is.
Oh, nice.
So then
okay.
when they were investigating the Stanley Hotel, he developed this method to communicate with spirit. And Stanley Hotel is obviously where The Shining got its inspiration.
Yes.
And we have an episode on that coming up soon.
Yes.
But it involves using sensory deprivation. So you put on a blindfold, you put on noise-canceling headphones, you kind of sit off by yourself so you can't see anything, you can't hear anything, except for what's coming in through the microphone.
Yeah.
And that is connected to a radio.
Yep.
AM or FM, and it's going really fast, like...
Yeah.
And the whole thing is somebody on the outside is asking questions, who's ever performing the Estes Method... cannot hear the questions.
Right.
And they just say whatever words they hear coming through the radio.
So you guys will notice, so in this case, I was the question asker and Meg was the responder. We actually did the opposite as well, where I put the headphones on and did it. I just found that my ADHD brain was like, it was too much for me. It worked. It was just a lot. Meg was much better with like, being able to relay what she was hearing, but it's wild because you do hear the words. It's crazy.
You do.
So what you'll notice is like sometimes we ask questions and we will get answers, and other times we'll ask questions and they'll say something else, but you'll be able to pick up a little bit of a storyline for what we
discovered. And I haven't heard it.
Meg hasn't heard it.
I will say that once you're in there, you kind of go into almost a trance.
Yeah.
And when I say radio, it's a spirit box. You're flipping through radio stations
fast.
So you just pick up whatever words you hear through there.
Yep. All right. So without further ado, we go up to the attic of the Ording Manor, which is where the old man yelled at me. So that's where we started our investigation.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
All right. So we have setting up the Estes session upstairs in the attic. So is anybody here with us today? If anybody is
outside.
Here.
Outside.
Okay. Is there anybody who wants to...
It's a party.
So, do you like it when people have parties here?
They're all right here.
Who are the people, the spirits in the house?
I like it when they're here.
Do you want to talk to me?
They stand downstairs. No.
You don't want to talk to me. I didn't think so. Are you one of the original owners of the house?
It's here.
What's it's? Who is it?
It's the same.
It's the same.
Same? Or maybe they are saying that they are the owner.
So you are the owner? Were you one of the people?
Yes.
What was that name? James?
James.
Is your name James?
Oh, the spirits.
Yeah. Again, if it's
she took it.
She took the house? She took what?
Did somebody take the house from you?
With my friend.
Did you
I remember. It was years ago in the fall. Around midnight. The 20th. There was a fire. It was important. Death.
Someone died in this house?
Awful.
Is this James Copeland?
His name was Michael. Listen. I saved them.
Who's thumping downstairs?
No.
Is that one of you?
The sky. Look at the sky. This is here. Look up.
Did this house catch on fire? Someone's right down.
I was holding it.
There's something downstairs.
Yeah. You can tell. Are you downstairs? Is someone downstairs?
So during this part, you may have noticed there was a little bit of side chatter from myself, Tiffany, and Jenna, where we kept hearing a banging downstairs, which we were the only people there.
I was unaware because I was doing the SD method.
Yeah, she had the noise-canceling headphones on. She couldn't hear anything. She was talking, but we kept hearing banging. And then at one point, Tiffany and I both, well, I saw it twice, but like a shadow. It was like not a shadow figure, but like an actual shadow on the wall by this like spiral staircase. So we were sitting.
Somebody
was downstairs. Like it looked like someone walked by. And I saw it twice. And the second time, Tiffany saw it too. I think Jenna may have seen it too, but like Tiffany responded in the thing. And I always makes me feel better when someone else sees it mm-hmm. with me. But so that's what we were talking about is, so then at that point we were like, okay, something is downstairs. We were like, something is trying to get our attention downstairs while we're upstairs doing this part. So we'll let you continue listening to this.
Yeah, there's definitely nobody else in the house. The house is so old that if you were to open any of the doors, we all would have heard
it. And it's creaky when you walk. Very creaky. Yeah, so here we go.
The sky.
Maybe he's downstairs. See, he's talking about us.
Over there.
Is there anyone whose name starts with the letter J or...
It's imminent. I see it. It's gonna be a show.
What do you see? Are you talking about a wedding here?
It's chaos. I'm sorry.
Guys, I don't know what to do.
Are you remembering something that happened?
I feel like he's talking about something.
Yes, something that happened. Yeah.
Like he's remembering it. He sees it.
He sees it, but like...
His name is Ryan?
My daughter's name is Ryan.
Is there anybody here still in this house that you would like... She's getting fucking. You're talking to the aliens? Yeah. Is this what's going on? Are these connected to some aliens happening right now?
Come on.
I don't want to go with you.
They want us to go with them.
Yeah,
we're not going.
No.
Do we tap her out? What the fuck? We're talking to aliens over there?
I have no idea. I heard Ryan.
We got Ryan. That's her daughter's name, though.
Yeah. Is it?
Uh-huh.
We were wondering that, but also, like. I mean,
Earth, sky, lots of sky.
Look up.
Yeah, look up.
Look at the sky.
Look
I'm not
going to lie. It's hard for me to remember what I was saying.
That's what I've heard when people do it.
But then he also, or whoever, talked about a fire.
Fire. Mm-hmm. Lots of fire talk. Yeah. But it was talking about you saved me. Like, you saved, like, from a fire. Someone saved someone from a fire.
Yeah, he said, I saved them.
I saved them.
Or whoever is coming through. I saved them. I also wonder, like, after this, then go try going down a floor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maybe
I agree.
We're too high up.
That's what, maybe we should. Maybe we should just stop. Yeah, let's go down one. Let's just go
to that bedroom.
So at this point, we had decided we were going to tap Meg out. She had gotten a lot of information. We felt like it could have been stressing her out. They were starting to say weird things that we felt like was related to, like, UFOs or talking about the sky. Kind of odd.
I just remember.
And so we were like... the attic is one of the, like, pretty haunted places up there. Another one of the rooms downstairs was another spot that we...
Directly below me,
directly below you, which is where she was sitting. We are like, we believe that has a lot of activity as well. So then we went down there, and we decided to investigate down there, which is we then got some more information where it almost felt like we were talking to a different person than what we were talking to upstairs. So mm-hmm. we're going to roll with that a little bit, and we'll see what happens after that.
And I wonder if that was telling me to go downstairs because we were up.
That was kind of what we felt like in the thing. And we're like, let's just go downstairs and see.
Yeah.
So we did.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, once I put this on, I'm going to just start.
Yeah, go. I mean, you were...
You were started.
You were started.
You were activated.
You were activated. You were activated. What's happening?
Are we on?
We are. You want to be on air? Do you want to come on our podcast? Is there anyone hanging out in the closet? Is there an old...
We saw you.
They saw you.
Yeah.
Them.
Uh-huh. Who's them?
My dad.
Who is your dad?
I was scared.
The sun's down here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're right, yeah.
I wonder if he's talking about the fire and the dad was talking about it up there.
Mm-hmm. So there had to have been a fire in this house.
Yeah. What's your name?
I was small when that shit happened.
Oh. What happened here?
Was it?
Was there a fire?
I was 10. I remember.
You remember a fire when you were 10? Or did someone?
I couldn't talk.
What's your name?
Just stop.
You don't want to tell us your name?
I'm here now. Okay?
Okay.
June.
The fire happened in June?
It happened to me. Not them.
There are other people in this house who weren't in the fire?
It does. Ow.
Ooh. Did you get burned in the fire?
Hot.
Obviously, yeah. But like, what the fuck?
The upstairs, they said the 20th. Was it June 20th?
Please stop.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want us to stop asking you questions?
I wish.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was happy.
Is this somebody else now?
I was 10.
Oh, no. Oh my God, going back to that.
No.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So at this point, we decided to use an app called the Necrophonic app, and it is essentially what Meg was hearing to an extent. It's not as... The AM/FM radio, like, switch is different than what the app is, like, but it's similar. It's essentially where you get words that are, like, given to you as you're... listening to it, right? And that's what you pick from there. So you ask questions and they can communicate through that. And so we had a couple incidents, you know, where we were responded to in this. And at this point, we're just trying to figure out, like, who's there, what we're picking up on.
Yeah.
I think we're all pretty positive. There's at least 4 people in the house.
I think so.
And we're, at this point, pretty positive there's a fire that was involved in some capacity.
Somehow, maybe not necessarily at the house, but these people were affected by the fire.
Exactly. So... we'll go with that. So this is very similar to what we were just doing, but this is an app. And you basically ask questions and you just try and understand what it says. So we all can ask questions. We're all going to hear it. We're all going to be... It doesn't sound creepy at all, guys.
Lovely.
Is anybody here with us? I just heard shit. Mm-hmm. Someone all swearing around here, you're gonna make the old man mad. No?
Was there a fire?
Yes, there was. Did you hear that?
Are you the father of the child downstairs? I am. Can you give us a name?
I thought it said no.
Sounded like no to me.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard too.
Why do you not want to give us a name?
I thought I heard give us peace.
Who was wiggling my door handle the night I spent the night here?
Is it a trickster? Is it a Loki? That was him.
It is.
Do you just like to play jokes on the people that stay here? Chris.
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
Is your name Chris?
That same thing twice. I want to move this downstairs to the room where it was fucking with me in and just see what happens.
Okay.
Just see.
I want to get out of this attic.
Okay. Same.
Yep, me too. Get out. Yep.
Get out.
Yep.
Get out. We heard ya. Heard ya once, heard ya twice. Yeah, we're going. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay. Around here, you're going to make the old man mad. Are you a deceased person, or are you something else? For real. I don't like that voice.
Mm-mm.
Whatever. Okay, there are four spirits in this house. One is a trickster. One is a child. One is an old man. Who's the fourth spirit?
I feel like it's a woman.
Is your name Janet?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, my love.
Perfect. Fuck you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Heard that loud and clear.
It's the man who doesn't like me. Do you want to record this on your phone or like?
Is it because you cuss? Is it because she cusses too much?
It is. But you just said fuck you, so
you're cussing too. Yeah. You're a woman.
Oh, stop. They don't like it. Do you not like that I'm a woman who swears? What was that?
I don't know.
Is it the old man who lives in the house that doesn't like when I swear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next one I think is our probably the most clear-cut thing that we got.
Yeah.
This whole thing. You were talking about the door and how it was jiggling.
Yep.
And then you were opening and closing the door to show us that it's a solid door.
Yeah.
And there was a hiss. Like, everybody heard it. It sounded like a cat was in the hallway.
Yep,
and
hissing.
It hissed.
And it stopped us in our footsteps. All of us stopped. We all just were like...
Did you hear that?
Yeah, and you'll hear it in the audio. We all stop and we're like, what the hell? And I'm hoping it comes through as clearly as it does, like, for us listening back. But if not, you know, pull over your car, turn the volume way up and listen real close. Because it's definitely there. It was a hiss. And it freaked us, and all of us were like... Oh, shit. Like, yeah. That was obvious to us right there. So, all right. Here it is.
Not jiggling. Oh, yeah.
It had...
Did you hear that hiss?
Yes, I just heard that.
What was that?
Do you have that turned on?
God damn it, Meg.
Get out the stairs.
So, that's a wrap on our... like
our first official...
investigation together.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
where
it was just
another
us.
Group where it was just us. It was fun. It was great. Tiffany was wonderful.
Yeah, she was amazing and fun to bring Jenna with too. And wild because it was a place that we had we don't have history of it. One of the things we did figure out is there was a couple fires in the area. I mean, there's been a lot of fires in that area, right. But I did find during the investigation, we were Googling it and there's specifically a fire during June. And that was one of the things that said like June 20th or something.
Yeah.
And we were able to say that there was a fire in that area during then. So we don't know if there are some spirits that were just in the area. They reside in the house. We talked briefly in the like thing about there being a portal there.
Yeah.
Which still not opposed to that idea.
Right. There's a lot of unknowns, and it's really interesting because you can't find a lot of historical information on that house.
You literally
itself.
Find nothing.
Yeah. You can find the original owners and a couple of, you know, ownership changes, and that's it.
Yeah. So it was really cool to get to do. I think we walked away knowing for a fact that in the house, there is something that's called Loki, which is like a trickster being. Yeah. That was what we believe was messing with me that night, which is what I had said from the beginning, that I didn't feel like it was a human. Like, yeah. It was the weirdest feeling, and I've never experienced that before. So it was like, why? I feel like I got that validated. Definitely an old man upstairs. We know that.
There was a child.
And the child seemed to have to do with the fire.
Yeah.
That was for sure. And then we believe a woman named Janet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like it was successful. We definitely got some things from it.
It was fun to do.
We had so much fun. So thank you again to Tiffany, for letting us come and do it. And, you know, it's Halloween. So we hope you guys.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Everyone better be drinking some lunatic soup tonight. Okay.
Lunatic soup. This is, if you don't drink lunatic soup, this is your night to drink.
It is the night. Meg and I just spent the last hour making Jello shots in my kitchen to pass out to the parent trick-or-treaters. Mm-hmm. So if you're not drinking the normal lunatic soup, any soup will do while you're, you know, trick-or-treating with your children just
any
to stay
soup
warm.
Will do.
You know. But
thank you for a great spooky season.
I know it's wild to wrap this up because it was full on, full as they throttle. Say in Australia. Yeah, it was 2 episodes a week. Lots of craziness, lots of chaos by both of us.
But it was fun.
We had one hell of a time. So thank you guys for entertaining us in our weirdness, because goddamn, it's a good, okay. It's good.
Can't wait till next spooky season.
I know. We already have ideas for next spooky season.
I already know our Halloween costume next year.
I know.
So.
Oh, I have another one in mind, though, that I was talking to someone about the other day, because it was a guess that someone did about what our current, or what our Wayne's World one was. Oh. Someone else guessed something, and I died laughing, and she and I were talking about it at a party this weekend, and I was like, we should do that one, so.
I'll have to hear it. Uh-huh. You guys can't. You'll have to wait.
Nope, you'll have to wait. Anyways, but happy Halloween. You can visit us on our socials at Lunatic Soup Podcast, on all the things, lunaticsouppodcast@gmail.com for an email, and lunaticsouppodcast.com for our website.
Yeah, follow us on social media. We have some fun things that we're going on there. We have some ideas for the Yuletide season coming up.
Yeah, we're
going
to switch from the spooky to the...
Immediately.
Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Just wait till tomorrow.
Ho, ho, ho's. All right, you guys. Happy Halloween.
Happy
Be safe.
Halloween.
Bye.